Good morning again, friends, and welcome into the Quattro, the Foursquare Network. My name is Drew Doherty. I'm your host, and today promises to be another fun, action-packed, adventurous Foursquare competition between the Texans' defensive linemen. There's been some talk, however, of controversy. We discussed it yesterday during the broadcast, and we talked about it further with a young Texan.
You've said the words competitive and fun a few times in this interview, and I think those two words perfectly apply to the Foursquare you guys play before practice. That looks awesome. We even did a play-by-play of it today.
It's awesome. Weave is a cheater. Coach Weave is the only person out here with a watch. Only person knows what times the horn's going to blow.
Because he was the last man standing.
He's always
there.
The last person in the circle. I mean, the squares. And the coaches, him, Bo, Vrabels, and Little Vrabels, whichever one it is, whether it's the older brother or the younger brother, they all match up on a team. And Lil Vrabel always gets the short end of the stick, so I don't know why he keeps listening to them. But Weave he has not played in the King Circle yet. He has always walked into it at the end of the game, and he cheats. He's a cheater. He's the only one who knows the time. It's just.
Now, some might dismiss that talk as the foolhardy chatter of youth, but consider this. 7-year veteran and 3-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year, J.J. Watt, backed up those claims recently as well.
I'm so sick of the Foursquare right now. We got a ridiculous conspiracy going on. So how you win Foursquare is when the horn goes off for practice to start, whoever's in the king spot is the champion. And we've had coaches win it the last 3 days, which I think is BS, to be honest with you, because there's three coaches and then there's 15 players, and the coaches are conspiring with each other so the coaches win. I'm sick of it. Yeah, exactly. I didn't even think of that. But, yeah, it's baloney. Vrabel uses tricks. He's got his son out there now. I'm pretty sure he's on his side. JD doesn't come play Foursquare. You can ask him about that. But, no, Foursquare is a blast. I love it. It's a great way to warm up. Highly recommend it. Backyard, schoolyard, Foursquare, phenomenal game. Very cheap. One ball, bunch of lines.
Now, a grassy knoll conspiracy this is not. So we're going to move along. And speaking of J.J. Watt, he said he's coming back today, and my sources tell me that he's told them that he's going to reassert his dominance. Something to watch this afternoon, this morning, and it's going to be a fun one. With no further ado, let's get into the action. The Foursquare Network covering your Houston. Welcome in, friends. The Foursquare Network is off and running on a Saturday morning. We are excited to have you with us. A beautiful, chilly morning here at the Greenbrier in West Virginia, and we wonder if conditions will be affected, playing conditions, by this cold weather. My name is Drew Doherty, like you heard on the intro, and in the serving spot is J.J. Watt. Number 99 said he's going to reassert his dominance today, and he is there, catty corner going to Watkins with a slam over to Ricky Hatley, and that's a little too much there by Watkins. You see those lines, those green lines on the Foursquare. We wanted to point out that they've been painted by Jason Lowry. They call him the Warhol of West Virginia, and he's done a nice job so far making things looking good. You might see some. This is the Quattro. It's the Quattro for Foursquare. Sorry, JJ was saying let's get this on the Ocho. We had to correct him there. This is the Quattro, the Foursquare Network. We've got line judges today. You heard all about the improprieties that were being leveled by the players. You see a little guy go in there, go hard at Christian Covington with a spike. They brought him in. He's wearing a Watt jersey. That is not J.J. Watt. He's just shaking J.J. Watt's hand. But we talked about the line judges. We've got Emmett, he's head of security, and Jeff, who's also in security. Between them, they have a combined 112 years of law enforcement experience. So they're going to keep things on the up and up today. Nice play there by the youngster. Oh, but too much to handle there from Covington as Covington will advance and the youngster goes back outside the lines. So in comes Anthony Weaver, who 2 days ago finished as the king. And the king, of course, is the person in the server spot. When the horn sounds, is Ricky Hatley trying to go hard there, J.J. Watt, just a little too wide. So it gets a little bit out. So in comes D.J. Reader. And going wide again, this time, is Weaver. So the king of 2 days ago gets back in line. So now we have Watt serving to Reader, and in the new spot is defensive coordinator Mike Vrabel. Goes over to Watt, to Covington, and Covington off the shins, can't get that one out. So Reader moves up, so does Vrabel, and in comes yesterday's king,
Matthew Godin, an undrafted rookie out of Michigan. The Wolverine, able to handle that one from Watt. Goes back over to Vrabel, picking on Godin for sure. Vrabel to Godin, and Godin making Vrabel run. And look at Mike Vrabel. Look at Mike Vrabel, the oldest man in the square, but certainly one of the best. That's the type of competitiveness that fueled his over decade-long NFL career. One of the reasons he has multiple Super Bowl rings and is now in a position of leadership with the Texans. And look at the action today. Vrabel with a perfectly placed shot, eliminating Watt, making number 99 get back in line. So can Mike Vrabel hold on till the end of the pre-practice ceremonies, festivities, and be the king? Well, it remains to be seen. He's going to go catty corner over to Watkins, and stepping in the new spot is Vrabel's son, the younger son, with a nice spike, and he quickly eliminates his father. So one and done for the elder Vrabel, as Godin now serving to the younger Vrabel. And look at that, Watkins a little wide. Probably shouldn't have left his feet there. Loss of fundamentals and technique. But nonetheless, you can expect Carlos Watkins to be back. He's been one of the standout performers the first few days. And the young Vrabel coming with some extra mustard on that one. And he's now serving. He goes across to assistant Shane Bowen, over to Dunn, to little Vrabel. And that's Doug Coleman, the assistant special teams coach. And he is a one and done. And now in his spot is number 96, defensive lineman Eli Anku. And look at that miscue. Hey, miscues happen. They happen to the young, they happen to the old, and this time it gets the younger Vrabel. So Anku over to Bowen, to Dunn. Can't get it out of his own square. And now Shane Bowen assumes the position. Shane Bowen also been one of the better performers over the last couple days, looking pretty good as he lets that one go by, and Anku exits. Like we said, Jason Lowry did the painting on the lines. Lowry, of course, in the 90s, was in all the hot spots as a Navy corpsman, helping out the Marines in places like Haiti, Somalia, the Balkans. Thankfully, he's with us now, and we're glad, because in addition to painting lines, he does all manner of other things for this team and is an invaluable resource for the Houston Texans. See the action going there as Hatley got Daniel Morris, and looks like Morris is going to have to exit, Hatley taking his spot in there. And you would think with two line judges now, there wouldn't be this type of controversy. But nonetheless, it's raging on. And Daniel Ross is now serving. Goes over to Covington, to Reeder, and it's off Ross. So Ross is out. Like we said, here's Weaver, the king of Thursday's competition. And he's going to serve things over to Reeder. And J.J. Watt is back in the square. And J.J. Watt quickly eliminates his position coach. And that means Christian Covington is now serving. Covington over to Watt, to Reeder. Slam, handled deftly by Covington. He goes back at Vrabel. And wow, you can't say enough about Vrabel. He's got cat-like instincts, but on that one, he just couldn't get up to the front of the corner. And he is out. Here comes Carlos Watkins. So it's all players now. Oh, and a nice fake of a spike there by Reeder, but he dipsy-doodles it in, and it's too much for Covington to handle. So DJ Reeder, who you heard in the opening intro talking about improprieties, well, it looks like things are on the square, so to speak, today, as he goes back at Watt and slams it to Godin, but I think that was on the inside of the line, and that's right. J.J. Watt is now in the serving spot, said he wants to reassert his dominance, according to sources, and he's serving now. Over to Watkins, a little wide there. Doug Coleman having a tough go of it today. Looked really good yesterday in action. He's just getting warmed up. Watt to Godin. And Godin with a ferocious slam. Eliminates his fellow rookie. And in comes Brandon Dunn. This goes to the younger Vrabel. Godin going high. Watt to Vrabel to Godin. Vrabel, Dunn, over to Jay. Ooh. That'll eliminate J.J. because that went quickly through that front corner. Masterful shot there by Brandon Dunn. Brandon Dunn's someone you need to keep an eye on because he has been in the serving spot, can make shots like that. And an atomic slam by the young Vrabel, too much for Godin to handle. That's the beauty of Foursquare. You have professional athletes, big men,
And then you have a guy like the younger Vrabel who's in high school. And yes, he's got those big feet, those clodhoppers. As Yao Ming once said, big paws on a puppy will lead to a big man. So he's probably going to be big as a house like his father someday. But for right now, he's holding his own in the server spot. And if the horn were to blow right now, he would be the king. But it begs the question, is this really an inclusive sport? Because I see no defensive backs. I see no linebackers, much less any offensive or special teamers. Will this be open to the masses someday soon? For right now, it's strictly a defensive line and defensive coaches and son of defensive coaches sport. The young Vrabel rolling through the competition right now. And just like that, a miscue. So in the serving spot, it's young Ricky Hatley, a rookie defensive lineman out of Missouri, over to Mike Vrabel, over to Weaver, and Hatley gone just like that with a decisive strike by Weaver. We mentioned that this is just a defensive lineman game. I got a chance to speak with Kevin Johnson yesterday, and he said, quote, "I would smoke these guys." I think that's a bold claim by number 30. And it's one of those claims that you can make when you're not going to be in the ring. So Weaver serves it up over to Reeder, to Vrabel. Reeder handles it nicely, and that's too much for Coleman. Coleman just having a tough day today. He has been on the receiving end of some shots right at his shins. Here's Weaver to Reeder to Watkins. Over back to Reeder to Watkins. A little Clemson doodle-doo. Weaver handles it, but can't handle it deftly enough. And Mike Vrabel is now back in the serving position. J.J. Watt in the entry spot. So you've got two of the folks that leveled conspiracy theories against the coaching staff, as well as one of the coaches. Here's Watt to Reeder to Watkins to Watt. Sets up the slam, and it's too much for Vrabel to handle. And look at that. Right on cue. Reeder, in his second year out of Clemson, is the king on Saturday. And his reign will last longer than most, because you got to remember, there is no football, much less Foursquare, tomorrow. The Texans will have the day off. So, long live the king. Long live DJ Reeder. He said thank you to the sponsors for the wristbands. I guess they gave him some help. And with that, we're going to sign off here on the Quattro. It's the Foursquare Network, manned by the great Gray Moore, Tyler Sudarth, Jay McDevitt, and myself. We thank you for watching. It's time for football.